Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today I'm going to tell you, don't get intimidated. Don't get intimidated by your feelings and how intensely you feel them. Don't get intimidated by other people. Don't get intimidated by your insecurities, because what happens is you get insecure, right? And then you get intimidated by your insecurities, thinking that they're bigger than you, when you're honestly bigger than it. Don't get intimidated by your job, thinking that it's the end all be all. Don't get intimidated by life, when life seems so heavy and you feel like you can't even keep up. Don't get intimidated by your essence. Don't get intimidated by yourself. Because you can feel how strong you are, and then you get intimidated like you don't deserve that type of strength, but you do. Don't get intimidated by you. Today, I want you guys to look in the mirror. I don't care if it's right now. I don't care if it's later. I don't care if it's in the next 10 seconds because you feel called to. But I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. And I've said this before in my podcast, but look at yourself in the mirror and just feel whatever feelings come up. Don't, please do not run away any feelings, even if they are bad ones. Feel them, process them, and don't be intimidated, because any feeling you feel, you are bigger than, because you are feeling the emotion, you are feeling the feeling, you are not a bad emotion, you are not. You can say, I am sad. No, you're feeling sadness. You're feeling it. You're not that. Okay? Recreate the narrative of yourself today. And don't be intimidated, because once you start walking in this new, found confidence, some days you will get intimidated by yourself because you'll be like, oh shit. Oh shit, wow. Like, I knew I had it in me, but I never felt like I did. This is the time of feeling. You guys, Mercury is going into retrograde. All of my astrology folks that keep up with the planetary transits, everybody knows Mercury is going into retrograde this weekend. I am recording this on today's Friday? Yeah, today's Venus Day, you guys. I'm recording this on Friday. And Friday is ruled by Venus. Venus is the planet of love. And guess what's happening this weekend? Actually, Monday we have the full moon in Cancer. But I won't go too far into that. But just know this weekend you're going to be feeling some shit. All right? Feeling some shit. You're going to be feeling a lot of shit. You're going to be feeling like you're going through some shit too. And it's okay. And the reason why I'm laughing is because I'm recreating the narrative. I'm recreating the narrative, and I won't be intimidated by emotions. I used to be very intimidated by my emotions. And I'm going to bring up Hermit again. Hermit is my poetry book that I put out in 2020. And Hermit is just a book comprised of my emotions, comprised of my feelings, of me, of other people's emotions. And Hermit is all about isolation and feeling my feelings and not saying anything and suppressing them and, you know, expressing them through art. But what this full moon in Cancer is going to do, especially the energy of this weekend, because the moon continues to illuminate, right? So if you don't understand why you're feeling all kind of emotions, man, it's the push and pull between the polarity of Capricorn and Cancer. Cancer is water. Capricorn is earth. So it's like should I be grounded or should I express myself? It's going to be like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. So for everybody that doesn't know, it's still Capricorn season. So the sun is in Capricorn and the moon will be in Cancer on Monday. It should be shifting into Cancer on Sunday. So understand you're going to feel some shit and isolate yourself. Don't isolate yourself. Hug yourself. Be around people that love you. Eat some delicious food. Eat some delicious treats. Make you a banana bread. I always say make banana bread because I love that shit. And make you a chocolate cake. Make you some lasagna. Eat you some chorizo. Eat you some empanadas. Eat you something that's good. Eat some Indian food. Expand your palate this weekend. And when you feel your feelings, create. Create what you feel. Write it down. Draw it out. Take a picture. Cry it out. Give yourself what you need. Ask your body. Body, what do I need? And your body will talk. You just gotta listen. Are you still enough to listen? This weekend is about not getting intimidated by stillness. Because most people tell us if we're not going, then we're not productive. But there's actually a lot of productivity in silence. There's also a lot of revelation. So don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated by you. Don't be intimidated by what your emotions or how your emotions make you feel. Because you are a very passionate, strong, amazing being. So don't get intimidated. And don't get intimidated by other people. And when you see qualities in other people that you want to express in yourself, start expressing it. Because you too hold that same essence. You too have that same power. So don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated because like I said, this weekend is going to be pretty, it could seem pretty intimidating, especially if you don't allow yourself to feel emotions that you don't feel you should feel. Like, I don't think I should feel happy. I feel guilty for being happy because there are so many people not happy. And I don't feel right doing this because no one else is doing this. And I feel insecure and I feel this. Let yourself feel. Let yourself be raw. Let yourself be naked. Have a naked moment. How do I feel right now? What am I insecure about? Am I insecure about my body? Why am I insecure about my body? What can I do to change it if I want to? Am I insecure about my voice? Why am I insecure about my voice? Am I insecure about my hair, my eyes, my nose, my entire being? And if you hate yourself, ask yourself why. Because I'm pretty sure everybody has gotten to a point where they said they hate themselves. I know I have. And I asked myself, I was like, why do I hate myself so much? Like, what is it? And it was more than just, it wasn't hate. It was deeper than that. It was childhood wounds that I hadn't dealt with, that I thought somebody else could teach me my worthiness, but they couldn't. Because no one else has that power over you. You have the power over you. So don't be intimidated by your power. Don't be intimidated by your smile. Smile right now. Yes. Smile right now. And I know you're smiling. Because I feel the energy. And laugh today. Laugh this weekend. Laugh when you feel like you need to laugh. Cry when you feel like you need to cry. Vulnerability is the new sexy. Emotion is the new currency. So feel whenever you feel. Feel. Because trust me, there are so many people in this world that want to express themselves and they don't, out of fear. And they act like they don't want to express themselves when they actually do. And they actually admire the people that do express themselves because they wish that they could. And guess what? They can. And you can. So don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated. And when you walk into someone after listening to this, just walk up to them and be like, don't be intimidated. They'll be like, what are you talking about? And you look at them and you smile and you say it again, don't be intimidated. And they'll look at you crazy. And then you can send them this podcast. But honestly, tell them don't be intimidated by your power. Because you're stronger than you ever could even imagine or fathom. Reach down into that passionate love that you have within you and grab it and create. Be that artist, be that entrepreneur, be that author, be that songwriter, be that dancer, be that singer, be that paper boy. Be whoever you want to be, doing whatever you want to do. Be that and be the best you can be. Don't be intimidated. Because this whole time, you've had all this power. And you have yet to even express 50% of yourself. So when are you going to start?